Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. Tony, scientists are studying DNA strands of Beethoven's hair.
Tony Kornheiser, studying his hair? How about gluing it onto my head?
No!
I mean, he doesn't have any use for it.
No.
Well, he had great hair.
Was it red?
The kids at school used to say, love it. You got the greatest hair in town.
Roll over,
now,
Beethoven.
I could use some of
was
that.
Was it red?
Yeah, tell
what Tchaikovsky color was his hair?
News. No. Well, I only saw it gray. I didn't know him as a young man. When we went to high school together, it was already gray, prematurely gray. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, Paul George is out again. Ja Morant is back, and Alex Ovechkin bests the great one. But we begin today clearly with a dramatic ending to the World Baseball Classic. Shohei Ohtani of Japan and the Angels pitching to Mike Trout of the USA and the Angels. With two out in the ninth and a one-run lead for Japan, the count went to 3-2, and Ohtani threw an 87-mile-an-hour slider in the strike zone that Trout swung through and missed. Wilbon, what are your thoughts on how it ended and what it means?
Tony, the ending, is preposterously scripty. I mean, it's so scripty that you just go, come on, you can't have this, and you have this. So, look, everybody's talked about this now for, 24 hours, and it was everything everybody says it was. I look at it now. Look, I was one of those people who was a little bit hesitant to, install Ohtani as like the greatest thing in the history of baseball. I'm old. I mean, I remember Willie Mays, not as well as you, but I remember Henry Aaron. I don't remember Babe Ruth, but I feel I know everything about Ruth's career and DiMaggio's career and Jackie Robinson's career. I wasn't ready to put Ohtani there, and now I am. Because there are moments, there are things like this that just raise the profile of the player, the event, the team, all of it, the sport. He manufactured that coming in out of the bullpen. Come on, it was great. And so now all of a sudden, Tony, for all the reasons that you deal with marketing and you deal with popularity, you deal with global value, he's got all of it. It was the most watched baseball game in the history of the world, probably. I'm done. I'm sold. I'm not arguing against it. I am all in on Ohtani. Not that I'm down on Trout, because I'm not. But this is Ohtani's moment first and foremost to me.
Yeah, I'll just take a moment to remind people and remind you, as you well know, that for years you said Ohtani's going to have to give up pitching if he wants to be a major league player.
Yes, I did.
And so it's nice to have you back on that side of the street. I'm going to deal with the ending for a second. And the word I use is very specific. It is perfection. This is what people wanted. They were looking for. They wanted Ohtani to throw to Trout. They wanted the two best baseball players on the planet to have an influence on the end of this game. It was perfection that Ohtani struck him out. And, Mike, it would have been perfection if Trout took him deep.
That's right. I agree.
That was the ending. This was real life. And as you say, it felt like it was scripted. And it wasn't scripted, though for a couple of days. People have said, wouldn't it be great if Ohtani could come in and close and maybe get to pitch to Trout? The odds against that are enormous because Japan has to be up in the ninth inning and Ohtani's got to go out to the bullpen and get ready and walk into the game as a pitcher as well as the DH at that
point. And how about getting Mookie Betts?
And Trout's got to come up.
And how about getting Mookie Betts?
Gets him on a double play.
Unbelievable.
And Trout has to come up. And all of those things happened. And what we are looking at is in terms of long range, what does it mean? It means this very simply. No one is ever going to say, let's get rid of the World Baseball Classic.
No, and they
That's
shouldn't.
Gone. They're going to have this thing. Now, maybe they have to change where it fits in the schedule. And maybe they have to get the better American pitchers to
They'll
pitch
get them.
For USA. I feel sorry, Mike. I feel sorry for Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets, that Edwin Diaz is out for the whole season. But, Mike, this ship is in the water and it's sailing.
Tony,
not only is it sailing,
here's what's going to happen. Just like I was there when Denny Crum's U.S. basketball amateurs lost in Indianapolis to Brazil. You and I sat shoulder to shoulder in Seoul, South Korea. and we watched John Thompson's team, centered by David Robinson, lose and not get the gold medal there. And what happens after you lose and you're the United States of America, you lose in a high-profile way a couple of times. Ego, pride, nationalism get involved, and everybody in America is going to say, whoa, wait a minute, I'm playing. I may get hurt. I may get beat. We're playing. The United States of America baseball interest now can't look soft and weak and worried about the dollar. They better come to play or they're going to be embarrassed. And they're going to come to play. That's my feeling about it. In the future, Ohtani took home the MVP award for the tournament, batted 435, 8 ribbies in 7 games, while posting an earned run average of 185. And he did all of that while playing not just on the national stage, but the global one. Ohtani's a free agent at the end of the season, Tone. Do you think he just became even more difficult for the Angels to keep?
Actually, I don't. I don't think that. I think it's important to pay attention to what Ohtani said after the game was over. I'm going to quote the line. "I believe this is the best moment of my life," he said. Well, I'm going to play dime store psychiatrist for a couple of seconds here and tell you that as he looks back on that, he's going to realize that an integral part of that was Mike Trout, of course, his teammate on the Angels. And he will try to recreate this in his mind time after time, and he will see Mike Trout. So I believe this. I believe that that connection is critical, and I believe this season is critical. And I believe, Mike, that if the Angels make the playoffs, they don't have to win the World Series.
Right.
If they make the playoffs, Ohtani will see a path to staying on the Angels. Now, the richest teams are going to throw a lot of money at him. The Dodgers and the Yankees are going to set the bar there.
$600 million, probably.
Okay. And if Artie Moreno wants to compete, maybe he has to sell a piece of his team. Mm-hmm. But there are going to be people out there who are going to want to invest if you tell them that you can keep Ohtani. And so what I'm saying to you is they got to go out and win this year. They got to beat the A's. They got to beat the Mariners. They got to beat the Rangers. They don't have to beat the Astros. They got to win 87 or 88 games and get to the playoffs. That's the math.
I don't know they can do that. They haven't done it yet. I mean, we're sitting around waiting every year. Trade deadline. What are the Angels going to do? Not enough. What are the Angels going to do down the stretch in September? Not enough. I don't see that. This is not pro basketball where you got the two best players. Guess where you're going to be? You're going to at least be in the playoffs. We see that right now. So, Tony, I think it's going to be where they don't have the best players anymore.
They
were in there. They were in the playoffs. They got swept.
They didn't do anything.
But they were there. You said get to the playoffs. I'm going to hold you to that, Bar.
Yeah, because they've never been there. Right. The Angels have to get there. Yes.
So I think it's more difficult, Tone. And I think when you have the Dodgers, the Giants, the Yankees lurk, the Red Sox are always lurking, the teams with that much money, I think it becomes harder. He can look out there and say, wait a minute, I'm going to be in the playoffs with the following roster. What is Trout now? What is Trout, 32? Something like that, 31, 32. It doesn't go forever, Tone. I think it's more difficult. I do.
Okay, we have a sincere disagreement about that, but we don't disagree on this. He is the actual unicorn.
He is the most valuable player in baseball now and maybe ever.
Maybe ever. We move now to Jaylen Brown's comments to The Ringer about his future in Boston with the Celtics. Brown said, and I'm quoting here, "I don't know. We'll see how they feel about me over time and I feel about them over time. I will stay where I'm wanted. I will stay where I'm needed and treated correct. I don't really know or want to answer that question because that type of stuff makes Celtics fans speculate and go crazy. I'll just say we'll get there when we get there," unquote. Wilbon, how concerned should the Celtics be about Brown's comments relative to his future in Boston?
Well, very. This is why I've said to you that he is one of my favorite players to talk to in the league in years because he's thoughtful. This was candid. This was honest. This was revealing of feelings. He knew the Celtics were trying to trade him. He knows that. He knows that at some point, Jason Tatum had to be on the phone with Kevin Durant. He knows that. The guys can say it's a business. And yes, that's an intellectual comment. The emotional underpinnings of that are, you try to get rid of me? I'm out here playing with a broken face and a mask and giving it up. And we got to the finals and I love being here. And I have said nothing about leaving. And you want to cash up? Okay, let's see. I love Jaylen Brown for this. This is, come on now. then yes, the Celtics should be worried because he doesn't owe them jack other than the effort that he's putting forth now to win a championship.
I will say this first off, that he stayed clear of Kyrie Irving's side of the street.
Yes, he
People
did.
Will remember what a disaster that was. Kyrie Irving said, I'll stay here
I'll
as long
here.
As you want me.
You're right.
And then got out of town and justifiably is called in Boston, you know, a traitor and a fraud. I mean, and that's justifiable. So Jaylen Brown didn't do that. He was judiciously noncommittal.
Yes.
But if I had to pick out a phrase, if I was parsing this thing and it was important to tell you what it meant, I'd pick out the phrase, I want to be treated correct. Okay, because people who say that, Mike, are telling you, I don't feel I'm being treated correct or correct
to
me at the
moment.
They
tried to dump him.
Right. Okay, so he is saying to management and to ownership, look, I'm here now, but you better change this stuff around or I'm going to leave. Now, we see this happen a lot, that people feel slighted. You're talking about a slight. There's also some people who feel that he's jealous of Jason Tatum. So what happens in this? What happens is that when there is a slight and somebody is a very highly paid athlete with great skills, that slight gets magnified.
Yeah.
And people get their backs up and they say, trade me.
Yeah.
Get me out of here because it's about self-importance. So if you're the Celtics, Mike, you have to ask yourself, who's more important? I think Tatum's more important. You may have a different answer.
No, Tony, I think so. And last year, I was on the wrong bus. I was saying you had to split them up because I didn't think it was going to work together when they were down in the dumps in January. I was wrong, dead wrong about that. They made other moves to shore up that lineup and improve that chemistry.
Right.
And the Celtics did the right thing and got to the finals. But, I don't know. I don't think they can win without the two of them. Now, what would they get in return? Maybe you get a haul. Mm-hmm. For Jaylen Brown, maybe. Maybe.
All right, let's take a break. Coming up, Ja Morant returns to the court tonight, and we will ask Kendrick Perkins whether the Grizzlies need a veteran presence.
We'll also ask him where Paul George's injury, out 2-3, leaves the clip joint. Clippers, poor Clippers.
It's always a slight. Somebody always feels slighted. Something happens and someone says, they did that to me,
if the producers
and then their friends say, they did that to you.
If the producers tried to trade you, would you feel slighted?
Yeah. I'm so old.
Let me answer
no.
that.
No.
Let me answer
but
that
I,
for
I
you.
I guess for the rest of my contract in cash.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's electricebikes.com. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
We're in the final stages of the NBA regular season, so it's perfect time for a visit from our great friend from NBA Today, Mr. Kendrick Perkins. And, Perk, let me start with this. Ja Morant returns tonight. He missed 9 games. Michael Wilbon, who regularly appears on this show, feels that the Grizzlies need a veteran presence on that team to help make things smooth. You were a veteran presence on a variety of teams. Do you agree with Wilbon about this?
They need a 31-year-old Perk. That's what they need.
That's exactly what they need. And hell yeah, I agree with Wilbon. They had one in Danny Green. They traded him away. See, here's the problem. Teams today don't want to pay the vet minimum, which I believe is around 2.4 to 2.6 million. But you need a guy that's going to be an extension of the coach to hold guys accountable. Make sure guys are doing the right things on the road. Show these young guys how to be professionals. And it's not just Ja Morant. We're seeing what Dylan Brooks is doing right now. We're seeing him lose a lot of money due to technical fouls and being ejected and things to that nature. Vets matter. Why do you think Udonis Haslam is still on the Miami Heat bench? Because he allows Eric Spoelstra to be the best version of himself for us holding guys accountable.
Hear, hear. We're going to talk about a veteran who got hurt last night, Paul George. Sprained knee, out perked, they're telling us 2 to 3 weeks. He and Kawhi were just starting to look like they might be able to have a run. What does this injury and absence now do to the Clips?
You know what? The Clippers are still okay. Kawhi Leonard is healthy. Kawhi Leonard is looking like one of those top five players in the game that we saw 2 years ago. And so when I look at the pieces around him, when I look at a guy like Nicholas Batum, Big Zubac anchoring the middle for us, you know, doing his thing on the defensive side, Russell Westbrook is playing some hell of a basketball right now. They have the depth. You have a young guy like Terrence Mann who showed you last year in the postseason that he's capable of rising to the occasion. You have one of the best coaches in the game. And because in the Western Conference, it's been so inconsistent. I can't put a finger on which team I think that's going to represent the Western Conference. I think the Clippers are still in great shape.
Perk, what about the Warriors and Mavs who play tonight? I mean, both of these teams are in positions where every single game now seems like at least game one of the playoffs. So Warriors, Mavericks, who do you think this game is more important for tonight?
It's the Warriors. It's the Warriors. Think about it. They just beat the Houston Rockets, right? Got a road victory and however long. And so now you're on the road before you go back home and play four games at home. I think this is all about Golden State and Draymond Green to continue to develop that chemistry, that leadership on the defensive side of things. We know what Steph is going to do offensively. We know what Klay Thompson is going to bring offensively. The anchor, the leader of that team in that locker room is Draymond Green. And the reason that they have been struggling on the road is because he hasn't been able to demand the attention of his guys because of the incident that happened in training camp. So I think they got to continue to build, and this is another test for them.
We will get you out of here on this. I didn't realize this until I was told this today, that you went straight from high school to the NBA. I didn't realize that. With the NCAA tournament going on now, is there any part of you that feels, I missed something, I wish I had that experience?
Hell no, Tony. I actually did go to a university. The University of Cash, and I wouldn't change it for nothing in the world. And look, let me explain this to you. I tell people this all the time. Nothing gets you ready for the NBA like being in the NBA. And look, I'm watching March Madness, and I think it has been phenomenal, the upsets and things to that nature. But it has nothing on the NBA. It has nothing on the NBA playoffs in the seven-game series or playing in the game seven that matters when you're trying to compete or you are the favorite to winning the title. So, look, shout-out to those out there that are playing and doing an extremely good job in the NCAA tournament right now, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I went to a university, again, the University of Cash.
I like that.
Love having you. Like love school. Having you. Thank you, Perk. Thank
Perk. You. You're the best.
Thank y'all, legends. Appreciate it.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, Alex Ovechkin breaks one of Wayne Gretzky's records.
And could Zion actually return this season for the Pelicans? That's another whole. We could do a whole show.
Do you think that Perk could go back to school and get an honorary doctorate from the University of Cash?
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads. Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 24th birthday, Brian Robinson. Robinson is the Washington football team's rookie running back out of Alabama who was shot as two kids attempted to rob him in the streets of Washington, D.C. last August during training camp. Robinson was taken to the hospital with gunshot wounds in his right knee and hip, fortunately not life-threatening. He made it back to the practice field in September, and in October, Robinson was playing in the NFL. In week 5 against Tennessee, he rushed 9 times for 22 yards. By the end of the season, Robinson led Washington in rush attempts with 205 and in rush yardage with 797. It's an amazing story, isn't it?
It is, Tony, and not a lot of inspiring stories surrounding that franchise the last few years, but this is one. I flew back from Arizona to Washington today with Coach Rivera and his wife. Speaking of Washington and the Commanders, head coach, it's good to see him. Looks great.
Happy anniversary, LeBron James. On this day 20 years ago, LeBron led his St. Vincent St. Mary squad to their third Ohio State High School Championship in 4 years. LeBron went straight to the NBA as the number one overall pick by Cleveland. In those days, players could declare for the draft out of high school. The short list of players who did that and went on to true stardom is Kobe Bryant, LeBron, Moses Malone, and Kevin Garnett. 2 years after LeBron, the NBA blocked kids from going straight from high school to the league and created the misguided one and done.
Yeah, misguided. It hurt Michael Jordan so much, and it hurt Patrick Ewing, and it hurt Charles Barkley, and it hurt Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. Oh, wait, it didn't.
Wasn't one and done then.
They went to school. They didn't go straight
Happy
from
trails.
High school.
Happy trails to a share of an NHL record for Wayne Gretzky. The great one got passed by the great eight last night. Alex Ovechkin scored his 40th goal of the season, the 13th time Ovechkin has done that, one more than Gretzky. Wilbon, you're always talking about how great LeBron is at his age.
Yep.
How about Ovechkin?
Yeah.
At 37, he's at least 10 years older than the other six players who have 40 goals this season. Ovechkin said proudly, quote, "Doesn't matter what kind of record it is, it's a record." And then he asked a reporter, "How many records you got?" Ovechkin has now tied the record for most 40-goal seasons after 35 and extended his own record of most 40-goal seasons after 30 to 6.
I'd have flashed some Emmy trophies and some other stuff if Ovechkin had asked me that. He's had a better second half of his career, Tony, than the first half, which includes the Stanley Cup championship. So, yes, he's playing well as an old guy.
Let's go to the big finish. Let's if we could, Zion Williamson has been cleared for on-court activities. He will be reevaluated in 2 weeks. Is that a big deal?
Tony, I don't know. New Orleans has such a hard road to get even to the play-in. I don't know if it's a big deal yet. The Jets signed former Chiefs receiver Mecole Hardman to a one-year deal. Is that significant?
You got to tell me who the quarterback is. Tell me who the receivers are. Get a quarterback. Ben Roethlisberger told the X Radio in Pittsburgh that the Niners tried to sign him last season before going with Brock Purdy, but he wanted to stay loyal to the Steelers. Your thoughts?
That's great. He's a Steeler. He's got rings, plural, as a Steeler. Good for Ben. Providence is hiring Kim English of George Mason as its new head coach. That makes sense to you?
I'm unfamiliar with Mr. English, but he appeared to have turned around George Mason. Last one, Sixers at Bulls tonight. Do you like your Bulls again?
The Bulls are impossible to gauge, and they're going to play Embiid, who they hadn't beaten in, like, double-digit tries, and they get him again. I don't know about back-to-back on them. I don't know about that.
We're out of time, and we will try to do better the next time. I'm Tony Kornheiser.
Patrick Beverly getting it done, though. I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads. And now, it's in honor of Ray Clay in Chicago and the Bulls. Here's SportsCenter.
Patrick Beverly, enough.
PTI. The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.